Hello, this is Ben Cole, Associate Editor with SearchCompliance.com, and I'm joined today by Chris McLean, Principal Analyst and Research Director for Security and Risk Management at Forrester Research. In this podcast, we'll discuss the latest trends in the GRC tools market and the relationship between these trends and risk management strategy. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Good to be here, Ben. Thanks.
So what are some of the trends you've been noticing in the GRC tools market, especially in regards to compliance reporting requirement features?
Well, a lot of trends here. I mean, there are lots of things that we could certainly talk about when it comes to tools. You know, one of the things that we've been noticing over the course of the last several years is just the sheer number of tools available. I mean, we have some that are relatively well known in the space. You know, we've got Archer and RSAM and Modulo and Agiliance, but there are dozens, if not scores, of vendors in this space that are relevant for a lot of different types of implementations. And really, they have different strengths and weaknesses. You see some that are, you know, very small, very lightweight, relatively light as far as the cost savings go. So we see, you know, lots of different options out there. A lot of large companies are starting to get more into this space through acquisitions and through building their own technologies as well. And specifically to your question, when it comes down to compliance reporting requirements, you know, they're getting more difficult for just about every industry, just about every organization. So we are seeing that a much wider variety of organization is coming to us asking questions about GRC tools. It used to be, of course, the large financial services companies, large insurance companies as well, but we're starting to see a lot more small and mid-sized organizations that have, frankly, a lot of very complex reporting requirements saying, you know, we need something to help us out as well. So they're turning to different GRC tools too.
So how has this increased use of third parties to meet compliance and risk management mandates affected how companies approach GRC?
Well, one of the interesting things is it's actually forcing them to have more, I guess, formal conversations about how they conduct their risk and compliance processes. You know, every company in the world, the mom and pop shop around the corner, they do risk management and then they do compliance to a certain extent. But for these organizations that are starting to have, you know, very difficult and challenging requirements around risk management and compliance, when they do turn to a third party, turn to a tool to actually help them facilitate these processes, facilitate the risk assessment process, the control assessment process, compliance reporting, and so forth, it does actually force them to do some planning ahead of time to say, what exactly is our process? You know, what are the different workflow steps? Who are the people involved? What are their roles and responsibilities? What is the framework that we use for discussing risk or for talking about our controls and our control objectives? So one of the things that I've noticed that I think is really helpful, even if you don't eventually go and use one of these technologies, is sitting down with all the different stakeholders and having those discussions and settling as an organization how do we address these things is a really, really helpful trend that I've been seeing, and it's certainly one that has been helpful for those companies.
Does this increased use of third parties increase risk for companies in any way? And if so, how?
Well, I would say, you know, not just in this domain, but any time there's a reliance on a third party, there is by definition going to be an increase in risk. And that's true of just about any kind of decision you can make in business to get some sort of additional benefit. You are also going to expose yourself to more risk as well. You are sharing your information, you're sharing your infrastructure, you're relying on a third party for your delivery of services or your performance of certain tasks and objectives. Anytime you do that, you're expanding your risk exposure. So certainly, you know, in this case, turning to a third party to manage any kind of process, to support you in any kind of process, you have to make sure that you have controls in place for that as well, making sure that you understand what your contract language should look like. You know, if that third party is doing anything related to revenue generation, to financial reporting, to handling any data that you would consider sensitive, there has to be controls on that. There are certainly benefits. You get a lot of cost savings, you get a lot of performance benefits, but with those benefits, you also have to manage the additional risks that come along with it.
So what recent developments have been made surrounding methods and tools for security auditing, assessment, and management as it relates to risk management?
Well, there's certainly a lot of advancements both on the tool side and the methodologies. You know, there as we look at risk management on a broad scale, risk management is just more important to businesses, more visible than it was even 5-10 years ago. There's a lot more attention paid to risk at the top levels of the organization. So you see heads of finance, you see CEOs, you see board of directors having much more focus and much more frequent conversations about risk management. You know, the board will actually have your head of IT risk or your head of enterprise risk at their meetings fairly often to give presentations about the overall risk exposure of the organization. And not only what are the risks, but what are the processes for identifying those risks? What are the processes for, once they're identified, prioritizing the remediation practice or remediation processes? So having all those formal discussions is certainly putting a lot more attention on what is being done to understand, measure, and manage risks. So I think that's good from an organization perspective. Again, risk is much more front and center, so there's more formality around it. On the tool side, I guess specifically, there are a lot of different ways that the technology landscape is advancing. We'll see certainly a lot more attention that the vendors are paying now toward things like usability. Can a user get in and out of the application very quickly, submit some information, fill out a risk assessment or a control assessment, pull down a quick report? Making that as easy and as seamless as possible is something the vendors are spending a lot of time on. Also, from an automation perspective, so much of the focus for the last 7 or 8 years in the risk management tool space has really been focusing on the facilitation of processes. So having good workflow, having good document and content management, and a focus on reporting as well. But now we are seeing a little bit more attention paid to automation, actually being able to take information out of your security tools, your IT infrastructure tools, in many cases your business applications, and running in some cases very light analytics, in some cases very detailed analytics, to identify where might you have risk exposure, where might you have some process anomalies, maybe some potential policy violations. Some of that automation is going to really, really help from an efficiency standpoint and from an accuracy standpoint, being able to rely on that information to say, without pulling through tons and tons of data manually, here are some areas that we should look at. Again, here are some areas of potential risk exposure. Here are some potential violations of policy that we should look into. So those are a couple of advancements that come to mind.
So what are some steps companies can take to evaluate risks specific to them so they can ensure they're choosing the right GRC tools?
Well, to start off, there are a couple frameworks out there that I think are worth looking at. I think for me, the easiest place to start is ISO 31000 risk kind of process standard. It's very flexible and fairly lightweight to get into. There's also the IT Governance Institute's Risk IT, and COBIT-5 has elements of risk management as well. So I think starting with a framework like that you can modify to your own needs is helpful. If it were me, I think that the thing that I would start with is looking at what is your organization trying to accomplish. If you are looking at the enterprise level, you have to look at your corporate goals and objectives. If you're head of risk for the IT organization, you have to look at what is IT trying to accomplish in support of the business. What are your key performance objectives? And then go back and say, okay, what are all the risks to those performance objectives actually being achieved? What are the things that are going to prevent you, or in some cases help you, actually achieve those goals? So when you talk about risk from that perspective, it comes down to a lot more, how do we be more successful as a business, as an organization, as opposed to, let's just create a laundry list of all the bad things that can happen. It's maybe a small nuance in the conversation, but it does really help get people involved, get the business to think about why risk is important. Again, go back to say, what makes you successful as an organization, and then what are the risks? Once you have that framework, once you have that taxonomy of things that you care most about, then I would say, go look around for a tool. Go find a tool that can support the content, support the potentially data integration and the reporting that allows you to, do those assessments, track those types of risks. Maybe a vendor that actually has some domain expertise in some of those risk areas. Again, if you're looking at the enterprise level, maybe you need a vendor that really has good environmental health and safety risk expertise. If you're head of risk for the IT organization, maybe you turn to an IT risk expert as your vendor of choice. So those are a couple things that I would do to make sure that I'm choosing the right GRC tool.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
You bet, Ben.
That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you all for joining us. And for SearchCompliance.com, this is Ben Cole.